Hey, all you late-night comic book maniacs. This is Ray Dillon, and it's almost 4 a.m. in Maine, and I'm still going, still working. And I had asked earlier if anybody had a specific topic that they would like me to talk about, in comic book art or writing or just whatever. And S_Rhodes on Twitter had asked me to kind of explain comic book shading. And what exactly that was about. He said he was baffled by it and was just trying to, understand it. Basically, in comic books, the reason why people don't quite understand it is because it's using line. But really, the purpose of shading or hatching is to be a go-between, a blend from black to white. So your hatching is really just a gray. So if you're looking at a black and white photo, that's a good source to kind of try to understand this. You see where your darkest shadows are, and you see where your highlights are. And you want to try to pick out sort of the 75% gray areas or 50% gray, and that would be kind of what you would hatch. And everyone does it differently. Some artists take their lines and have them curve around an object because it's also about form. So you want to kind of try to establish a form from that. You might curve it a little bit, within the perspective or the form that you're working with. And then some artists, if you look at it, like maybe Mike Mignola, he's basically turning hatching into an abstract thing, but it is to break up the black and have a little transition. But that's getting into a stylistic kind of thing. So, Mignola or anyone like that with more of a graphic style, they're really trying to break down what the style of comic books are and make it their own thing. But the essence of hatching or shading is to blend out from black, and to give sort of a middle tone. That's why some artists, do a ton of it, sort of like the old style ink line work. And it's to just give the middle tone, your grays. So just kind of try to play around with that. And I hope this kind of explains as best I could. It is 4 a.m., but it's a middle tone. Try to think of it that way. Try to play around with the different directions you can take your hatching to give an object form. And the best thing to do really is to not go overboard with it. You want to try to use it when it's necessary. When there's an area that kind of needs something to blend it out from the black. Now, if you're rendering gold or something, you wouldn't need that hatching. It's more of like an organic thing. Like if you're doing trees, you have a really textured, kind of line work that you use. And you might need more. If you're doing cloth, maybe you just need a few lines to kind of help blend out from the black. But it just kind of depends. So you just play around with that and see how it works for you. If you have any other questions, feel free to, hit me up on Twitter or whatever. Or send me an audio boo message, and because I'd love to hear from you too, and kind of communicate that way. So thank you very much for the question, S. Rhodes. I believe it's Steven Richardson, but the Rhodes thing confuses me, but I hope that kind of helps, and I would love to do a video of this at some point, so it you can visualize what I'm talking about a little easier, but I hope that kind of helps. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye.